Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Let's be real. We live in a world glued to screens. Our phones are basically extensions of ourselves, right? And for us neurodivergent folks, sometimes technology can feel like this double-edged sword. It can be our greatest ally and our most formidable foe all at the same time. Ever feel like your brain is on permanent overdrive because you're all constantly bombarded with notifications and information? You know that feeling when scrolling through social media turns into an hour-long black hole. Today, we're diving deep into building a healthy relationship with technology as someone living with ADHD. Trust me, this is crucial for our mental well-being, focus, and overall vibe. First things first, let's acknowledge that technology can be seriously awesome for us ADHD brains. Think about it. Those reminder apps are lifesavers. Calendar alerts keep us on track, and finding a support group online can feel like finding your tribe. We can connect with others who understand our experience and tap into a wealth of information at our fingertips. So let's celebrate the good stuff. But here's the catch. Technology has a way of hijacking our attention. It's designed to keep us scrolling endlessly. And for those of us with ADHD, that can be a recipe for overwhelm and distraction. Remember that feeling when you finally sit down to work on something important, but then bam. That notification pops up, and suddenly you're deep in the rabbit hole of cat videos. We've all been there. So how do we strike that balance? How do we harness the power of technology without letting it control us? Number one. Intentionality. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, what am I hoping to achieve? Do you need to check something important, or are you just scrolling out of habit? Setting clear intentions helps us stay focused and avoid mindless tech use. Second, boundaries. This is huge. Schedule specific times for checking emails, social media, and other distractions. Outside those designated hours, put your phone on Do Not Disturb mode. Treat those boundaries like sacred appointments. You wouldn't cancel a doctor's appointment, right? Third, mindfulness. When you do use technology, try to be present in the moment. Pay attention to how it makes you feel energized or drained, focused or scattered. Tuning into our bodies and emotions can help us make conscious choices about our tech use. Four, digital detox days. We all need a break sometimes. Choose one day a week or even just a few hours to unplug completely. Go for a walk, read a book, connect with loved ones in person, anything that nourishes your soul and gets you away from the screen. Trust me, your brain will thank you. And finally, remember, you're not alone. So many of us struggle with finding balance in the digital age. Be kind to yourself, experiment with different strategies, and celebrate your wins along the way. Let me tell you about a time when I really struggled with this whole technology thing. Remember those days when we used to print out boarding passes and worry about forgetting our itineraries? Well, I was on vacation in Bali trying to relax, but my phone kept buzzing with notifications from work emails. It felt like an anchor pulling me back into the daily grind. I tried to ignore it, but the FOMO fear of missing out was real. Eventually, I realized that I needed to disconnect. I put my phone on airplane mode, went for a sunrise walk on the beach, and breathed in the fresh air. That moment of stillness and connection with nature helped me reset and enjoy my vacation fully. We've talked about setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, taking digital detox days, and most importantly, being kind to ourselves. Remember, you don't have to be perfect. It's all about finding what works for you and making small changes that create a big impact on your well-being. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and remember, you got this. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite strategies for maintaining a healthy relationship with technology? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Until next time, keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity,
Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.